Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
Mother Earth tries on a dull shade of gray in a celebration of this first day of winter here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with a promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse living room in front of the fireplace.
Woo! It's chilly out there.
Oh, I know. Better close the door. You're letting all the heat out.
I'm carrying this wood. My hands are kind of full.
Oh, true.
I got it.
Thanks, Jack.
Oh, okay, Steve. Let me help you with the wood.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Well, guys, looks like it might snow.
Yeah, maybe we won't have school tomorrow.
Wow, I can hardly believe it's already the first day of winter.
Gore-Tex boots, breathable wind water and snowproof snowsuit, wool sweater, hat, mittens, now I'm sweating, now I'm itching, all bundled up from head to toe, I feel just like an Eskimo.
Sir, would you like some tea?
No.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
What are you laughing at?
I love it when it's falling down. White frosted flakes cover the ground. Try to catch them if you can, in your mouth, not in your hands.
You'll love it.
It's a way of life.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold. In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Here I go. Cheeks are red, my lips are blue.
Ugh.
My nose is running in a race. I need a tissue for my face.
Sir, there are plenty of Kleenex,
registered trademark,
down in the laboratory.
Sorry. In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Yeah!
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Come on, more time.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Ah, yeah! boots off before you come in the house.
Okay.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Shouldn't we be doing something special to celebrate the beginning of winter?
Mm. Well, we're sitting in front of the fireplace keeping warm.
And doing homework.
Yeah, that's kind of winter-like, isn't it?
Yeah. But this isn't just any old winter's day. This is the winter solstice.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
solstice.
Spelling, please.
S-O-L-S-T-I-C-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. In winter, the time or date about December 22nd, at which the sun's path is farthest from the equator. Sentence, please.
Jones, I'd like you to inform our employees of a new tradition here.
Yes, sir.
To usher in the winter solstice, we'll all sing Papa Oomau Mau together.
Jack Zucchini here. We just heard a song from the Rivingtons, and I've decided to take matters into my own hands. I'm making paper snowflakes and paper snowmen. I'm cutting them out right now, and then I'm going to tape them to the windows all around the clubhouse to celebrate the winter solstice, the first day of winter. I hope we get some real snow soon.
Up, clubhouse phone.
I got it. Hello?
Hello? This is Pete from Pete's Sneaker Store.
Oh, hi.
I'm just calling to let everyone know that our new winter sneakers are in.
Oh, well, I'd have to talk to my mom and dad about that, you see.
That's right. We've got sneakers for every season. Summer sneakers, autumn sneakers, sneakers for those who refer to autumn as fall, spring sneakers. We're practically giving them all away. For a price, of course. Just see me, Pete.
Pete, are you okay? Did you fall?
Well, yes, I did. But hey, life goes on.
Yes, I'll take one and invite a jumbo band.
There's Manizer Barrow in the marketplace. Molly is the singer in a band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says this, that she takes him by.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from the Beatles at the top of the news today, the Winter Solstice. That's right, folks. Winter's back, and so is Mr. Yakety Yak. The man who paints pictures with the spoken word has something to say about the arrival of winter. Coward O'Sell has the story. Coward?
Coward O'Sell here, live downtown Zucchini Land. It's very blustery out here, folks. But Mr. Yakety Yak is down here with his entourage, and he's holding court right now. Let's take a listen.
Winter's back. He's got the knack. It might be cold, but let's be bold in Zucchini Land. Let's make a stand. Yeah.
He's commenting on the arrival of winter and how we should stand up to the cold weather. Let's keep it.
Feel the freeze down in your knees. Pass the cheese, the buttered peas. Have some soup, eat some fruit. Avoid the flu, avoid the croup. Yeah.
He's urging us to eat foods that will stave off the sickness in the winter.
Be a player. Dress in layers. Feel the love. Wear your gloves. Wear your hat. That's where it's at. Yeah.
Oh, he's encouraging us to dress warmly.
Well, there you have it, folks. Mr. Yakety Yak's take on winter. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. Well, winter has wound its way here with windy weather. Whew. Zucchini Land is cold, and tomorrow should give us our first snow, which is like, you know, kind of a show. I sound just like Mr. Yakety Yak. Back to you, Bob.
Well, you're saying the things that Mr. Yakety Yak might, but your voice sounds different. But thanks for the forecast anyway. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Ever wonder why your voice sounds different to you than it does to others? The answer can be found in everyday science. If we're talking about voices, we're talking about sound waves. Let's jump aboard one right now. Now, the sound waves that make up my hello began down in my larynx and vocal cords, traveled up through my mouth, and then many of them escaped into the air. Notice there's nothing in the air to block the path of our sound wave, which seems to be traveling right toward the ear of that gentleman over there. Ugh. We just struck his eardrum, and now we're passing several other tiny organs that intensify the vibrations until our wave finally reaches the inner ear and is converted into a signal that the brain recognizes as hello. Now, let's start again. Notice that some sound waves remain inside my mouth, and these waves have to make their way through my skull, then through all the tissues, fluids, nasal passages, and membranes to finally reach my inner ear from the inside.
Hello.
As you can see, all this body tissue flattens the sound waves and creates a much different sounding hello. Goodbye. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
I'll put a snowflake here, and a snowman here. I hope we get some real snow soon.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, want to help me put these snowflakes in the windows?
No thanks. Sorry. I'm doing homework.
Yeah, I'm reading.
That's okay.
But you know what? Pretty soon it's going to snow. When it does, then you'll have the winter spirit. We'll go sledding down the big hill, build a snowman in the front yard, or maybe a snow fort.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to get out my cross-country skis.
Actually, I'm taking my sled out of the garage, make sure it's ready to go.
I went the fastest last year, remember?
That's the spirit. Yeah. There are only 12 months in the year, you know, and you got to make the most of each one.
January, the snowflakes bury the first month of the year. February is short but merry, 28 or 9 days here. March roaring like a lion and leaving us like a lamb. April showers bring May flowers, summer soon to begin.
Harmony!
by the silvery moon when the sun shines into the night. July's song being hot so long, and the bugs seem to dance so they bite. August, number 8 on the list, the crickets do cheerfully sing. September, the leaves grow tender with the colors that autumn brings. October after Halloween, it's over, then November brings turkey time. December, tis the season to remember when the holiday bells do chime. 12 months in a year, they passed me by again. 12 months in a year, well, I'm older than I was then.
That was a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey there.
Hey, Susan.
Can you believe how dark it is already?
Yeah, I know. It's the shortest day of the year.
Yeah.
The winter solstice. Are you guys doing anything special to celebrate it?
I made some paper snowflakes and snowmen.
I noticed those in the clubhouse windows. I like them.
Thanks.
What are you guys doing out here in the garage?
Well, I'm getting my sled ready for the big hill.
I'm making sure my cross-country skis are ready for the trails.
My dad did say there's a good chance of snow tonight. Maybe I should get my snowshoes out.
Oh, you mean winter sneakers from Pete's Sneaker Store?
He called us too to tell us they were in.
No, I'm talking about snowshoes. You know, they kind of look like big tennis rackets you strap to your feet.
I like tennis.
Well, these are for helping you walk through the snow.
I'm all for that.
Doesn't it seem like we were just out jumping in the leaves together?
Yeah, I remember when we were all swimming in your pool, too.
We've done fun things in every season.
The quote of the day is...
The power to animate life's seasons is a power that resides within us. Gail Sheehy.
In the winter, springtime and fall. In the summertime.
Spend them all with you.
Spring, summer, fall, I wanna spend them all with you.
Yeah, yeah.
song from George Benson and Pauline Wilson.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
Hi, is Sam there?
No, Esquire. He's not available right now.
Well, the weather report for tomorrow is calling for snow, and I was wondering if you guys would like me to come over and shovel your driveway. Or maybe you need a lawyer sometime, because if I slip and fall while shoveling your driveway...
You're gonna need a lawyer.
I think we're all right for now, Esquire.
Ooh, how about someone to walk your dog? Because I could take Polly for a walk if you'd like.
Actually, that's Jack's job, since she's his dog. Would you like to hear a song?
Okay. Or I could sing you a song. I'm a good singer, you know, like I...
Are you all right, Esquire?
I think I've got an alien in my lungs.
Here, why don't we listen to a song from Billy Jonas instead?
I woke up this morning, I was stuck to my bed because of the mucus dripping out of my head. My little brother said, "That's a really cool trick." I said, "No, it's not. It means I'm sick." Mama came in, she said, "Why do you look so glum?" I said, "Because I've got aliens in my lungs. There's an alien in my lungs. There's an alien in my lungs. It's no fun to be on the run from those aliens in my lungs. It made me cough and it made me wheeze. It made me hack and it made me sneeze. Gesundheit, God bless you. I took 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I drank a gallon of water just to wash them out of me. There's one more thing to try. I know what to do and so do you. We're gonna get them out by doing Kung Chu. Ready? Everybody, Kung Chu. Wash your hands. If you ever wake up stuck to your bed because of the mucus dripping out of your head, get yourself some rest. Take yourself a nap. Drink a gallon of orange juice. You'll be better in a snap. If that's not enough, a little Kung Chu and sneeze the virus, the germs, the bacteria's right out of you. There's no more aliens in my lungs. No more aliens in my lungs. Now they're gone, they're on the run. There's no more aliens in my lungs.
We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KSHI in Zuni, New Mexico.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1279 and click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make cinnamon ornaments.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini.
This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Winter solstice.
Ah, yes. What did Esquire want?
Well, I think he wanted to shovel the driveway or something. I don't know.
He always wants to shovel the driveway. This is a comfortable chair.
Around this time of year, common mergansers are flying south from Canada to wintering grounds in the lower 48. What dictates when they decide to go? These ducks, like most birds, are well insulated against frigid winter temperatures. But they do have to find food, and they can only find their fishy prey by diving below the surface in open bodies of water. So they're doing just fine, resting and feeding in southern Canada, until they wake up one November morning and a thin veneer of ice is forming on their lake. That ice is a sign of the times, and enough to let the ducks know they should be heading south. This makes common mergansers and some other diving ducks among the last of the migrants.